The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I am just blown away by the anti-science leaning of American science. I mean, scientists are commonly now contradicting science. It is crazy. It is bizarre. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have been saying on this program, and by the way, I'm not the only one. I'm not claiming to be the only one, and I'm certainly not an expert on anything, but I have been saying for years, there is absolutely not one shred of scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. Not one shred. I've been saying that for years. Now, most of you are on my side. You agree. Most of you are Christians. Most of you are conservative. But I have a whole bunch of skeptics in the audience as well. I have a whole bunch of people in my audience that would like nothing better than to prove me wrong. Because I have said repeatedly, if you can prove me wrong, if you send me proof, I'll admit it. And so for years, I have been saying on public airwaves to thousands and thousands of people, and I've said it hundreds of times, there is no scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. Can children and adults be confused about their sexuality? Yes, happens all the time. It is called sexual dysphoria. Dysphoria. It's confusion. And you treat a dysphoria through counseling, therapy, not surgery and hormone treatments. And it's just like I have been saying for years and years and years that there is no gay gene. We heard for years and years, it is not nurture, it is nature. In other words, a person does not become a homosexual because of their environment or because they've been encouraged to. They are homosexual because they're born that way. They can't help it. It's not nurture, the way they're raised, or the environment. It's nature. It's just the way they're born. It's been about 2 years ago now. The largest study ever undertaken, and we're talking secular scientific study, largest study ever undertaken, not just in the United States, but in Great Britain and Europe and so forth. Thousands and thousands of people were evaluated. All the science, all of the data was put together, and the conclusion was there's no gay gene. You are not born homosexual. Now, that study, peer-reviewed, was quickly swept under the rug. But to this date, that was the most authoritative, extensive study ever done. And the conclusion was a person is not homosexual because of genetics. It's because of the environment around them, and most important, it's a choice. Now, do you ever hear that? No. It was just kind of swept under the rug. Well, we're just not going to talk about that study anymore. Now, so please understand, there is no scientific evidence that transgenderism even exists. That is settled science. Keep that in mind as I read to you this story. Birth certificates should not include a baby's sex, say doctors in New England Journal of Medicine. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine is probably the single most prestigious medical journal in the world. Listen to this. A new article in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine argues that birth certificates should no longer include biological sex in order to reduce the harmful effects on transgender and intersex individuals. Oh, wait a minute. Transgenderism doesn't exist. Now, if these doctors were really honest, they know that. But you see, it's not politically correct today in the medical community to say, hey, wait a minute, there's no such thing as transgenderism. Great Britain is being forced to deal with this because of a huge court case that you and I have been talking about. Remember that? The December 12th article, authored by three doctors, says birth certificates should be overhauled so that biological sex is no longer listed as the legally identifying fields. Such fields currently include items such as name, date of birth, and location of birth. So when a baby is born, their name, date of birth, location of birth, and their gender, male or female. The article was titled, quote, Failed Assignments, Rethinking Sex Designations on Birth Certificates. And here's a quote from the study. We believe that it is now time to update the practice of designating sex on birth certificates, given the particularly harmful effects of such designations on intersex and transgender people. Designating sex as male or female on birth certificates suggests that sex is simple and binary, when biologically it is not. Sex is a function of multiple biologic processes with many resultant combinations. These are doctors! These are doctors spouting the insane. Again, quoting, about 6 in 1,000 individuals identify as transgender, meaning that their gender identity doesn't match the sex they were assigned at birth. The key word there is identity, feelings. In other words, about 6 in 1,000 people feel like they're the wrong sex. Sex designations on birth certificates offer no clinical utility. They serve only legal, not medical goals. Certainly knowing that a patient's sex is useful in many contexts when it is appropriately interpreted, sex modifies the clinical suspicion of a heart attack in the absence of classic symptoms and is a proxy for many undefined social, environmental, and biological factors in research, for example. So in other words, they admit males and females have different proclivities concerning heart disease and other diseases, and a designation on the birth certificate of male or female might help save your life. Because males are prone to this, females are prone to that. So they admit that. Sex assignments at birth, the authors say, is used to, quote, exclude transgender people from serving in appropriate military units, serving sentences in appropriate prisons. May I remind you? They're talking about something that doesn't exist. Something that is in the mind of people. This is the part I love. The authors acknowledge such a change could stir controversy. For sports teams, they propose defining male and female by hormone levels and not biological sex. These doctors are nuts. They're nuts. They should have their medical license suspended. They want the birth certificate of every human being born in the United States to be changed for a small group of people who have a psychological issue with their gender. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's what I said. So we have scientists. Hey, listen, a medical doctor is a scientist. They are. You can't become a medical doctor unless you are also, at least, you're a scientist. We have scientists denying science in order to be politically correct. It is insanity, folks.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want to continue to encourage you to be an LTD, listen, think, discern, which means you don't jump to conclusions. You don't respond with knee-jerk reactions. You don't believe everything you read, hear, or see from any of the media. Whether it's right-wing media, left-wing media, mainstream media, you be skeptical. Can you be positively skeptical? I think you are. You can be. I think I'm positively skeptical. I am a skeptical person. I just don't take for granted that anything is true unless it's in God's word. All right? The thing about the election, I have said repeatedly, I think there was a great deal of fraud, but I do not know whether there was enough fraud to throw the election. And I don't. I have looked and looked and looked for evidence, and I have had all kinds of people send me, Bob, I can't believe you're ignoring the evidence. I can't believe you're ignoring what is so clear and plain. And then I look at the evidence, and I look at the source, and I'm not convinced. I referred to this earlier, but I want to read it to you. I think I have time. American Thinker is a conservative site. It's not a liberal. It's not middle of the road. It is clearly conservative. Well, a few weeks ago, in the midst of all of the accusations and charges about election fraud and so forth, American Thinker published at least three articles by their writers saying that the Dominion voting machines that were used in many, many states across America were fraudulent. They had a secret program in them that shifted votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. This was everywhere, folks. And the American Thinker had at least three articles stating that as fact. Well, here is what they have written today. Please understand, this is a conservative site. American thinker and contributors Andrea Widberg, R.D. Wedge, Brian Tomlinson, and Peggy Ryan have published pieces on AmericanThinker.com that falsely accuse U.S. Dominion Incorporated, Dominion Voting Machines Incorporated, and Dominion Voting Systems Corporation, collectively Dominion, of conspiring to steal the November 2020 election from Donald Trump. These pieces rely on discredited sources who have peddled debunked theories about Dominion's supposed ties to Venezuela, fraud on Dominion's machines that resulted in massive vote switching or weighted votes, and other claims falsely stating that there is credible evidence that Dominion acted fraudulently. These statements are completely false and have no basis in fact. Industry experts and public officials alike have confirmed that Dominion conducted itself appropriately and that there is simply no evidence to support these claims. It was wrong for us to publish these false statements. We apologize to Dominion for all of the harm this caused them and their employees. We also apologize to our readers for abandoning 9 journalistic principles and misrepresenting Dominion's track record and its limited role in tabulating votes for the November 2020 election. We regret this grave error. Now, people have a few choices as to how to respond to this apology from American Thinker. And by the way, knowing their audience is conservative, this took some guts. This took some guts. So many, many people are going to say, well, they capitulated. They caved in. They didn't want to be sued. They're a bunch of cowards. And I'll never read American Thinker again because now they're part of the left and they're a bunch of cowards. Don't you think it'd be better to see if this is true or not, rather than jumping to a conclusion and a knee-jerk reaction? My plea always is, do your best to find facts and truth. Don't deal with conspiracies. Don't deal with rumors and gossip. Deal with truth. Now, how am I responding to this? I'm kind of neutral. I want to check out what they're saying and why. I am certainly not rejecting it simply because it doesn't fit what I want or what I've been thinking or what I've been told. And I hope you don't respond that way either. However, this is a major development in whether the election was fraudulent enough to throw the election. And it certainly is food for thought.